Hugh, how did Joe get hurt?
He just got a groin. I mean, I know everybody's got to go on these lists, and you probably got to check everything, but just yesterday after practice, had a little groin strain. I mean, I don't think, again, we'll see how bad it is, but I don't anticipate it being an issue, but we'll see. He's on the injury report, so we got to go by the report.
What about Matt Murray?
You
have to add a kicker?
Yeah, we'll see. We will see. Hey, woo, but we're doing good. We're doing good. We're moving forward. Don't scratch your neck. Don't do that. You.
Would you mind possibly clarifying when we talked to Ray today? You know, he mentioned that it was such an emotional loss because Josh had gone out and played with a broken collarbone, and then you had mentioned that it was not totally broken the other day. So is it
fractured? Well, I don't know the difference between – first of all, that's not Ray's job to talk about our offensive players. And I think Josh has – I don't know if it's totally broken. That's different to me what broke is and what what's in there is in there. I mean, I haven't been told that he has a broken collarbone. So – I think we're just going to work through it now. Is there maybe a little displacement there? There could be. So we're working through it. Like I said, Josh is going to be week to week. I think sometimes our coaches, you know, all of a sudden they make comments, and I'm sure if you talk to Ray again, he would say he's totally not sure. But anytime when a quarterback can't play, obviously going to assume the worst. So he doesn't get the medical report that way. You know, I do. So sorry that if there's some misinformation that way. Anything else?
If Joe Hayden couldn't play, would Tremont start and then Howard be the third corner?
Who?
Howard?
Oh, Tracy? There's a possibility. I mean, again, I would have to look at it. We'll have to look at our team and just see exactly where we are. You know, we've had quite a few guys back there practicing. You know, like I said, I mean, Joe was at practice yesterday, and obviously these things spring up, you know. But, again, we'll see where we are.
Start with IC officially.
Yes, he will. Mm-hmm. Very. Played a lot of snaps last week. Did some really good things.
What happened with Murray? Was that in the game or in practice?
No, it was in practice. In practice is a walkthrough. Today's walkthrough. Today is a walkthrough. That's what practice is today. It's a walkthrough. So we'll see exactly where we are.
Do you have kickers on standby that you just be able to call?
We'll do. Obviously, we'll make sure if that's the case, we'll get somebody in here to kick for us, if that's what it is. But we'll see exactly where we are. I don't know that, you know, exactly what it is. Like BJB just said, we added him to the injury report, and we'll know more as we evaluate more.
Do you know he had the torn ACL? Is it related to the same
knee? I don't know. I haven't seen him. I have not talked to the kid. I haven't seen him.
Hey, last week you talked about turning Crow loose, and then he had that big run and a pretty good game.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's even more there?
There's no question. I do. I think he's a very talented player. I think the more we hand it to him, I think the more comfortable he gets, the better he's going to be. You know, I just I want consistency from him. But, again, you know, he needs to get the ball in his hands. And so does Duke. So does all of our playmakers. But I think he's getting better.
Stuff that you've gone through this week, how do you think the players have practiced? How are they responding?
We've had a great week. You know, these guys are resilient. I haven't sensed one guy that's fallen off the boat. You know, these guys are working hard, and we know we have a big game this week. And again, I think I give a lot of that credit to our veteran players. I mean, those guys have done a great job in the locker room. And, again, our coaches, I think, in our organization. I mean, we've done a good job of making sure our guys understand that, you know, next week's another opportunity. And I think that's what this is all about. It's still so early in the season. We're just heading into week three, you know. So, like I said, we're just starting out. We've got a long way to go.
I realize it's a different game, different circumstances. Mm-hmm. But you look at what New England was able to do last night with the situation that they're in. Is that something that –
Well, I don't want to compare. You know, New England's New England. You know, let us win some Super Bowls and win division championships, and then maybe we can talk that way about the comparison. Obviously, they're a very good franchise, and they're doing great. The organization has done great, so we're chasing that. We like to have that opportunity to be able to say those things, but we got to work to that, you know. And Cody's just got to go play. As I said before, his teammates got to do the best job for him to give him opportunity to come away with a win.